Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 25 to 8. Oisín Coyne is here with Sport. How's it going, Oisín?
Thanks, Cian. Very well. Good morning to you. And just first off, Shamrock Rovers have left themselves with an uphill task in the Champions League to keep their dream alive. They were defeated 2-0 by Sparta Prague in the first leg of their second qualifying round clash at Tallaght Stadium last night. Despite an encouraging start to the game from the hoop, Sparta broke the deadlock in the 38th minute, capitalising on a defensive error inside the Rovers' penalty area. And then Thomas Weisner added a second in the 65th minute for the Czech side, who put in a professional performance, it has to be said, to ease the victory ahead of next week's return leg in Prague. And speaking to our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue at full time, manager Stephen Bradley says his side just didn't take their chances.
Yeah, I thought we were excellent, to be honest, Tony. We're playing against a top level team, and I thought we were really, really good. On another night, if we take our opportunities, it could be a different outcome. But you know, against that level, they're going to get chances, and usually at that level they take them.
Frood, you played in a kind of in the box in the midfield, and he played further inside in the field, I suppose, but the amount of runs he made through the middle, he must have had them absolutely scared.
Yeah, he was brilliant tonight, Neil. He should score early on. That's the only fault, but some of his running, some of his positions, he was brilliant. He gives us real power and pace from that area of the pitch. We've been really trying hard to get him on the pitch and get building back up. He got 63 minutes tonight, which is brilliant for him. That'll only help him, and yeah, he was excellent.
There was almost an open goal. I know the ball fell to him rather late, but I mean, that was a chance you'll really rue.
He should have scored. Yeah, he didn't need to take the touch. He should just put it in first time. And at this level, when you're playing against this level and you're competing like we were, when you get your opportunities, you must take them, because it's really small margins, and we just didn't take it.
Stephen Bradley there. Now, the Avenir All-Ireland Cup semi-finals take place this evening. Talca Park hosts the meeting of Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers, and then holders Galway United welcome Wexford to Éamon DC Park. Both of those games kick off at 7.45 this evening. Now to the Olympics. Well, we're just 2 days away from the opening ceremony in Paris, but one Ireland team is already heading into action today. The Ireland Rugby Sevens have their first Pool A matches against South Africa from 4:30, and then Japan at 8:00, both at the iconic Stade de France. Two-time Olympian Hugo Lennox, who is one of the seven members of the 12-strong squad returning, having played in Tokyo, spoke to Damien O'Mara yesterday ahead of the match.
Just the knowledge that we gained from being in Tokyo and going forward, we've 3 more years under our belt as a squad, and the core that seven boys, like, I think it'll only stand to us come the matches tomorrow, and it's something we're really looking forward to.
Ultimately, I know it's a bigger tournament in terms of the number of teams that are here, but the format is pretty much identical to what it is you're used to on the regular World Rugby circuit. Can you approach it as just a normal tournament, or do you channel the fact that this is the Olympics and this is the biggest stage that sport maybe has to offer?
No, I think, yeah, you have to channel it and take it as just another tournament, because, as you said, it's the same format, 2 games each day, so take each game as it comes and go from there.
Hugo Lennox there, as you mentioned, 2 matches a day for the lads, each 14 minutes in total, split between 2 7-minute halves. It will be intense, but they do have a great chance of doing well. And a reminder, we'll have live coverage of both matches this evening over on RT2 and the RT Player. Now to Gaelic Games and some movement on the manager front. Former Meath manager Saoirse Bolfin has been appointed as the new manager of the Westmeath Hurlers, and Paddy Christie has stepped down as Longford senior football manager after 2 seasons in charge. The former Dublin fullback took the Longford job in August 22 on a 3-year basis. And finally, there's 2 race meetings today. The first of a 7-race card at Wexford is off just before 2:30, while an 8-race programme at Naas gets underway at 4:45.